Our top story this hour. Syrian army forces are pushing ahead with their mop-up operations in the country's northwest. Syrian soldiers have secured the Al-Duwayneh town east of the Al-Nayrab airport in Aleppo. Well, this is the latest in a series of army advances across the country over the recent weeks. On Tuesday, armed units regained full control of the Qaraa town in the strategic Al-Qalamun area in the countryside of the capital Damascus. They also freed a number of towns there. The Qalamun region is used by militants to cross into Syria from Lebanon.
The Syrian army has seized the strategic town of Qaraa in the mountainous Qalamun region. These soldiers are removing the signs that insurgents placed in streets and squares of Qaraa. The town is known as the Gateway of Qalamun, along a key supply route between Damascus and Homs.
We are standing in the main square of Qaraa town after the Syrian army cleared it from insurgents. You can see to my left this sign here with the insurgents flag on it. And there you can see the shops that they burned before leaving the town. We will go in right now and see the field hospital they were using.
As we go into the heart of the city, we begin to see the indications of the militants' presence. This is a field hospital stocked with equipment and medicine, and across the hall, food supplies that should have lasted 4 days of fighting.
We expected the fighting to last longer, but the terrorists retreated after the initial tactical assault we launched. They left behind many explosive devices. These are some of them, and here you can see their banners and uniforms.
Military engineering units have swept the area, trying to defuse or explode bombs and explosive devices that insurgents left behind.
We are the first to get in here. Some of the bombs are buried in the asphalt, and there is no way of defusing them, so we blow them up. There is a large quantity of explosives in this street alone.
And here is the court of the insurgents and a nearby detention room. The writing on the wall says, "Capture a government loyalist and get free ammunition." No one knows how many people were detained here or what happened to them. Insurgents used stolen cars with fake license plates on them that they made in this rebel media center. Ala Ibrahim, Press TV, Damascus Countryside.